Once again, the thrilling adventures of the Shadow. The hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcefully to old and young alike that crime does not pay. Last year, forest fires burned enough timber to provide a 12-month supply of newsprint for every newspaper in America. They wrecked outdoor playgrounds, destroyed wildlife, and took the lives of many people. Do you know how many separate forest fires there were in America last year? There were 175,000 of them, and over 90% were caused by people. You know, it only takes a moment's carelessness with a match, a cigarette, or a campfire to set loose fire in a forest. But the same moment of thought and awareness can save so much. If you can start a fire through carelessness, then by being watchful, you can prevent that fire. Be careful.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, Revenge is Murder. It is late afternoon in the private office of an exclusive jewelry store. The proprietor is storing away trays of diamond rings, bracelets, and other valuables. Suddenly, the door opens and three men file into the room. The jeweler looks up as the door closes.
Charles, I'm putting these rings... Why, what is this?
Who are you men?
This is a stick-up, mister.
No, don't bother reaching for that button. Plates outside are all taken care of.
Stick-up? This is fantastic. You'll never get away with it.
No. Well, we're going to try real hard. Okay, Professor. You're safe.
Right, boss. Out of my way, mister.
No.
Out of my way. That's better.
You're wasting your time. This safe is a time lock.
That's right. That's why we picked right now to get here. Time lock opened 30 seconds ago.
What? How could you know that?
We read tailies. Well, Professor?
Ring, bracelets, brooches. What's this? False bottom, eh? Take a look, boys.
What a rush.
That's what we came for. Okay, let's go.
Wait a minute, boss.
What's the matter, Professor?
Pretty cute, mister. Taste, eh? Good imitation. Fool almost anybody. Almost.
Okay, mister. Start talking. Where is it?
Hold it, boss. Here it is. Back behind the phony. This is the McCoy.
What do you know? A cool million and 100.
Look out, a guard behind you, boss.
That guard won't bother anybody anymore. The boss, what's happened?
Got me.
Caught it first with a hit. Now what?
We gotta get him out of here. Fast.
How's the boss doing, Professor?
You keep your eyes on the road, Dodo. Me and Jigger will worry about him.
What do you think, Professor?
I think he's finished. No sense lugging him along. I say let's ditch him.
Well, maybe he ain't dead.
With a hole like that in his head, behave.
But suppose we do ditch him. What about his share?
We split it up. Is that bad?
You talk me into it.
I still don't like a Jigger.
Get smart, Toto. Like the Professor says, he's practically dead anyway. Besides, how about the extra cabbage, huh?
Yeah, I see what you mean. Where do we do it?
See that culvert up ahead?
Yeah.
Stop there, Dodo.
Okay.
Here we are. Give me a hand with him, Jigger.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Out of go. So long, Ricky. Happy dreams. Okay, Dodo, what are you waiting for?
I'm gone.
Well, I'm glad that's over.
Scared, Jigger?
No, only... But just as they give him the heat, his eyes was open. Like he knew what we were doing. Like he wanted to take a good look at me, so he'd know me next time he saw me.
like clockwork, Commissioner. They even knew to the second when my time lock opened.
They're well organized, all right. We'll find some trace of them, Mr. Golden.
Does it strike you this isn't an ordinary gang of jewel thieves, Commissioner Weston?
Not particularly, Cranston.
These men knew just what they wanted. They even passed up trays of diamonds and watches to get it.
This one they called the Professor. He was a diamond expert. Nobody but an expert would have spotted that paste imitation of the Kelbor.
They were probably tipped off to look for it. Just as they were tipped off about the time lock on the safe.
I still think
if you don't mind, Cranston, this is police business.
Remember, Lamont, you promised you wouldn't get in the way when the commissioner let us come along.
Yes, you're right, Margot. Well, suppose we run along and finish dinner.
That's a good idea, Cranston. I'll take a rain check on my dinner. I'll stay around until the lab boys finish up here.
Okay, Weston, we'll drop by tomorrow. Come along, Margot.
Good night, Commissioner, Mr.
Night,
Golden.
Commissioner.
All right, darling, now tell Mama. You've got an idea perking behind that deep frown. What is it?
You know, why should a gang that plans a crime so well pick the one thing in the place that's so easily identified?
Maybe they plan on hiding it until the excitement dies down.
Very few crooks lay away nest eggs for the future, Margot.
Then you tell me.
Well, the man they called the Professor was a diamond expert. I suppose he was also a diamond cutter.
I see what you mean. Then if the stone was cut up, it couldn't be identified and the gang would be safe.
Exactly. By taking only that one stone, they cut down the risk of being caught.
Sounds like the answer. What are you going to do?
Have a talk with an underworld contact I know, Margot. He may be able to tell me where to find a diamond expert who is also a diamond cutter.
You.
Huh?
Wake up.
What? What is it?
You, Dr. Strickland?
Now, look here. How'd you get in here? It's after hours. The office is closed.
Emergency. I need treatment. Get up.
No, just a minute. I can't just...
Turn on the light and get up.
This is most irregular. Good heavens, man. How did you ever get here with that head wound?
Fix it up.
Let me take a look at that. Gunshot, huh? Sorry. I'll have to notify the police. Regulations.
I got my own regulations. It's 45. Says you don't notify anybody. Fix it up.
It would be reasonable. Even if I did fix you up, the first exertion would bring on a hemorrhage.
You're wasting valuable time, Doc, and I ain't got time to waste. You like I say?
All right. All right. It's your life. With proper care, you might be saved, but have it your own way.
What are you doing?
Carrying an anesthetic.
Oh, no. I stay awake. I thought you won't get tempted to make some telephone calls.
I can't be responsible if you force me to perform this operation without anesthesia.
Nobody's asking you to be responsible. All I want you to do is to patch me up so that I can walk out of here. How long will I be good for if it wakes?
Minutes, hours, days even, with luck. Certainly no more.
Good enough. That should give me time to do the three jobs I got to do before I cash in. Okay. Get started, Doc.
Okay, Jig, it's me, Toto. Let me in.
I ditched the car like you said.
Good. Come on inside. The professor's ready to cut the diamond.
Hi, Professor.
Hello, Toto. Boys, this is it. I think we're ready.
It's going to be all right, Professor?
Hope so. I think I've got the grain figured, so she'll cut three even sizes. Each piece should be worth $250,000.
That's the stone, Professor? That hunk of mud?
That's the coating I applied to the cutting. Oh. Reduces chances of miss.
So what if there's a miss?
If there's a miss, Dodo, your chair won't be worth a cent. All right, Jigger. I'll hold the stone. You turn that vice until I tell you to stop.
Yes.
Easy now. Easy. Stop. Hand me that mallet and chisel. Here.
Be awful careful, huh, Professor? Awful careful.
Well, here goes, boys.
I can't look, Jigger. What happened?
You can open your eyes, both of you. A perfect cut. Here you are. One for you, Dodo. One for Jigger.
Yeah. Gee, what a rock.
Ain't that gorgeous? What that won't die for, baby?
And now we scatter. Hold up and lay low.
We don't see each other again, Professor?
Never. This one job should take care of us for the rest of our lives.
Thank you.
Lamont, are you sure we're doing the right thing? After all, this is police business. Maybe we should call Weston.
I suppose it's a false trail, Margot. After all we know is that an ex-diamond cutter is a lad down here. For all we know, there may be nothing to it.
But maybe you're right. Where is this place?
That must be it right across the road. Come on.
I suppose it would be a waste of time trying to talk you out of it.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Let's go.
Good girl. Locked.
Now what?
I don't think Hart never broke into empty houses, darling. This little gadget should take care of that. Inside, quickly, before someone wanders along.
Right. Ooh, dusty old place. Doesn't look as if anybody ever used it.
The table over there might have been used lately. It's interesting.
I'm sure it must be, darling. Do you mind letting me in on it?
Yes, this was a mallet and chisel. The kind used in diamond cutting.
Look at those bits of clay, like a cocoon.
Yes, diamond cutters usually pack a stone in this before cutting it. Notice the size of this one.
You think it was the Calvo diamond?
It's the only stone that size. You notice there are only three segments. There are originally four bandits.
The wounded one must have died.
Yes, maybe. How could you explain this?
Blood. A drop of blood.
Fresh blood. If the mallet and chisel are covered with dust.
Well, maybe the injured man was here after the others, after the diamond was cut.
Yes, very probably. Look, here's some more drops. Is that the trail?
Where does the trail lead, Lamont?
Nowhere from here, Margot. I think if we can pick it up again,
yes,
we might pick up the trail of the Calvo diamond.
Hello, is that you, baby? This is Dodo. Yeah, went good. Sure, I got the mola, tons of it. From now on, it's the big time for you and me, baby. First diamonds, the best spot. Wait a minute, baby. And it's funny. Sounded like the boss is not. Don't go away, baby. I'll call you right back.
Hello, Dodo.
Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky.
But you're dead.
Almost, Dodo. Not quite. I came to straighten things out.
This, it wasn't me, Ricky. It was Jigger and the professor, not me.
The diamond. Give me the diamond, Dodo.
No. Don't come near me. You're dead. Those bandages, the blood.
Give me the diamond, Dodo.
Yeah, sure. Take it here. Here's my share.
Thanks. I got what's coming to me. You're going to get what's coming to you.
Don't kill me. Don't kill me. I don't want to die.
Don't worry, Dodo. Dying ain't half bad once you get used to it.
We'll return to the shadow in just a minute.
Do you know how many people there are in the United States today who can't read or write?
The day following the sensational theft of the famous Calvoir diamond by four bandits, Lamont Cranston and Margot Lane drop by Commissioner Weston's office.
Just wondered what kind of progress you've been making on that jewel burglary, Weston.
Slow but sure.
Any leads, Commissioner?
Several, Margot. First thing this morning, a Dr. Strickland reported giving medical assistance to a man with the same type of head wound described by the jeweler.
Well, good work, then you've got him.
No, not yet. He held a gun on the doctor and escaped. Dr. Strickland has identified Ricky as the man he treated.
Then the wounded man is still alive.
He was when he left the doctor's office. There may be something on the case now.
What does it say, Commissioner?
Dodo Dooley, own associate of Boss Ricky, found shot to death in rooming house. Murderer believed wounded. That's trail of blood from room.
Trail of blood?
Dodo Dooley, a small-time crook, wasn't he?
Yes. Our main interest in him was his former connection with Ricky. What were you saying about a trail of blood, Margot?
Nothing, Commissioner.
Well, I guess you've got your hands full, Weston. We'll run along for now.
All right, Cranston. Keep him out of trouble, Margot.
I'll try, Commissioner. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Lamont, did you hear? A trail of blood near the dead man, and he was one of Ricky's
friends. Yes, I heard, Margot. Well, it begins to look as though we're on the right track. The other three did double-cross the wounded man, and now he's out for revenge.
But, Lamont, how could he? That wound in his head.
That's what I'm going to find out, Margot.
How?
Well, I think I'd better meet this Dr. Strickland. See what he knows.
Professor, put up that gun. I gotta see you.
I told you we were to split up, but we weren't to see each other anymore, Jigger.
Well, I had to see it, Professor.
Well?
Toto's dead, burned down by a .45.
So what?
It was Ricky that did it. It's the boss.
You're crazy, Jigger. The boss is dead. He had a hole in his head the size of the Holland Tunnel.
I know he's dead, but he's come back to get even.
How can he come back if he's dead?
Now, how about Toto? You think maybe he died of old age?
Okay, so Ricky's come back. For $500,000, I'd look a whole crew of ghosts in the face.
Not me, not me. I don't want any part of it. You take my share of stone. Here.
You're tossing away a fortune, Jigger.
Take it, take it.
Suit yourself. I don't mind taking anybody's $250,000.
Well, I hope you get a chance to spend it, Professor. They ain't putting pockets in shrouds this season.
Don't understand, Mr. Cranston. I told the police all I knew about this man, Ricky.
Did you, Dr. Strickland? Everything?
I don't think I understand.
You heard about the murder of a hoodlum named Dodo Dooley?
Why, yes, I heard it on a news program this morning.
There was a trail of blood leading from the room. I believe the killer was the man you treated.
I see. I didn't know that.
Is there anything you can tell me, Doctor?
Mr. Cranston, I'm going to be frank with you. I didn't tell the police everything.
No?
Ricky raved a lot while I treated him. He believed his gang had double-crossed him, and he wanted revenge.
Who were those men?
I didn't pay him much attention at the time.
Was one of them called Professor?
Something like that. You know them, Mr. Cranston?
Oh, just by name. You realize that a man's life might have been saved had you been frank with the police.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cranston. Well, when the man left my office, I didn't think he would live out the hour. As a matter of fact, I don't see how he could be alive right now.
Well, maybe the professor was right. Maybe I was a sucker to throw away my share of the store. Hey, Ricky, no old chicken with Crosby. Who's that? Guess the old nurse is giving out. Maybe we'll snort it up. It was all the professor's idea anyhow. Toss him out, chick, he says to me. He tore me. Mark. That's Ricky's. No, I don't believe it. He's dead. He couldn't... That... Who's there? Who is it?
Oh, Chicken.
What? Oh, you're dead, Ricky. You're dead.
Getting closer to it every minute, Chicken. Give me the diamond.
I haven't got it. The professor, he's got the whole thing. I gave it to him. Honest, Ricky.
Give me the diamond, Chicken.
I haven't got it, I tell you. I have an answer.
I'll get it, Chicken. If I have to take it off your body.
No, 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 no. Please, Ricky, please. I tell you, I haven't got it. Got the...
Jigger. Jigger. Can you me.
I can't see it. I don't see anybody.
Nobody sees the shadow, Jigger. Who did this to you?
Shadow. You're too late, Jim. You'll never get him.
It was Ricky, Jigger?
Yeah. And he was dead, too. I saw the hole in his head, the blood, the bandage.
The dead don't walk, Jigger.
First, Dodo, and now me, and then...
Then the professor, Jigger?
Yeah.
Where is the professor?
What fun. Your stone place off the end of the road. But let him go, Shadow. You let him die like the rest of us.
No, Jigger. I'm going to save the professor for justice. To answer for the killing of the guard. We wouldn't want a murderer to cheat the law. Would we, Jigger?
That storm will only let up. It'll drive me nuts.
I must be going soft like Jigger.
Fool.
Tossing away a $500,000 because of a spook.
How could it be? Nobody knows I'm here. Nobody knows the number.
I won't answer.
Why not? What harm can it do? They might get suspicious of me.
Oh.
Hello? Hello, Professor. How are you feeling?
Who is this?
This is the Shadow. How do you like the company of the dead, Professor?
What do you want?
Surely you can't let him stand out there in the cold, Professor?
Who?
Your friend, Ricky. Didn't you know he was standing outside your door?
You're trying to scare me. You're trying
to... Why don't you go to the door and let him in, Professor?
And I won't... Hello. Hello, hello. Hung up.
Outside my door, huh? They think I'm chicken like the others. Scared, spooked.
Well, I'll show them. Outside my door, huh? Where? Ricky? No!
He is dead. Cold. Why, he's been dead a long time. Ever since we left him, he's been dead.
That's right, Professor. He's been dead a long, long time.
You. Ricky. Put your hair on the floor, dead. There can't be two of you. Must be going crazy, huh?
You're not Ricky.
No, Professor. I'm not.
But you're wearing his clothes. And the bloody bandage. You even sound like him. What is this?
This is the end of the trail, Professor.
Now, wait a minute.
I don't know how Ricky's body got here, but that's not important now. You have the last two pieces of the diamond. I want them.
Who are you?
My name is Dr. Strickland.
The doctor Ricky came to get patched up.
Exactly. Before he died on the operating table, he told me an interesting story about a $1 million diamond. He was going after the pieces. When he couldn't, I decided I would.
Then you killed Dodo.
And Jigger. And now you, Professor. You understand I can't leave any loose strings lying around?
Okay. I know when I'm licked. The diamond is on that table in back of you. It's all yours.
Well, how are you being sensitive? Let
go, you
I'm surprised at you, Doc, falling for an oldie like that. Now I got the gun. And I'll have all three parts of that diamond. Give me Dodo's hair.
Look, Professor, let's make a deal. I'll give you my
share. You don't have to give it. I'm taking it.
Look behind you, Professor.
You don't think I'd fall for that ceiling?
You didn't say that, Doc. Who did?
I don't know. There's no one there.
The Shadow is here.
Shadow.
I'll take that deal you offered. There's two of us to want him. It's us against him. A deal?
A deal.
Cover the door. I'll take the window.
You're wasting your time, Professor. You're the ones who are trapped, not I.
We'll cover this room inch by inch. We'll find you, and when we do...
When you do, all you'll find is the law.
The law?
Yes, Doctor. A riot squad. All for you. And would you believe it? They're on their way here right now.
Lamont.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to tell me what happened, or are you going to be mean and let me guess?
I suspected Dr. Strickland from the first time I talked to him, darling.
Why?
Well, because he said he heard about Dodo's murder on a news program. That was in the morning. Yet the news wasn't released until that afternoon.
Why didn't you take him in then?
Because that wasn't evidence. Later, I went back and searched the building in the cellar, found Ricky's body hidden in Strickland's medical locker.
Strickland hadn't killed him, though.
No, he died during the operation. But before he did, he babbled about the diamond and the three men who double-crossed him, told about the gang hideouts, the code knock, everything.
And that's when Strickland got the idea to masquerade as Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem possible, a doctor doing all that.
Well, he wasn't a doctor when he committed the murders. Weston checked. Strickland had lost his license for illegal practice shortly before Ricky came to him.
Oh.
Well, come on, darling, we've got to hurry.
That's right. We shouldn't keep the commissioner waiting, should we?
We certainly shouldn't. And, darling.
What?
During dinner, you will be polite, won't you?
Polite?
Yes. Because I'm sure Weston will want to tell us all about how he solved the mystery of the Calvert diamond.
When Congress passes a law you don't like, kick about it. That's your privilege. But disobey it and you forfeit your freedom. And I don't mean necessarily that you'll be put in jail. I mean that you, as an American, are a free man. You're free because the laws of our nation make you free. So if you try to evade the law, you're ruining your own freedom. Now, if you don't agree with the law, the American way to change it is to work to get it changed. But you must obey it while it's still law. Sure, there are some bum laws made. Laws, like other things human, are often full of imperfection. But we've got the wonderful privilege here in America of speaking up and letting Congress know what we think. Let's hold on to this privilege by obeying every law. For when law ends, tyranny begins. Only the law can keep us free. And freedom is everybody's job. And now back to the Shadow.
This story is copyrighted by Street and Smith Publications, Incorporated. All names and places are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Listen again next week, same time, same station, when the Shadow will again demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, we bring you another strange and thrilling adventure in the Shadow's daring battle against the forces of evil. The part of Lamont Cranston was played by Brett Morrison, Margot by Grace Matthews. The program came to you from New York. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.